Ladies and gentlemen,
you are listening to the IDM Culture Jam.
Let the media hype this.
You know what we got here.
Welcome to the IDM Culture Jam. I am your host, Andrew, and today I am going to be introducing this project, the subject matter of this project, that is, culture jamming, as well as our research questions. It would probably be best for me to start the show by saying that I am nowhere near qualified to giving a lecture on culture jamming. However, it's been an interest of mine for a long time, and I hope to give you all the information that I've got, and generate discussion around culture jamming, as well as the world around you. Now imagine this, you are sitting at Yeong Dundas Square in the evening. Look around you, what do you see? People? Look beyond them. Look up, look down. Now, what do you see? Billboards, signs, and advertisements. Advertisements for H&M, advertisements for Forever 21, advertisements for smartphones and credit cards and movies. With all this ad creep around you, can this still be called a public space? Now you have to keep in mind that these are private companies which are encroaching on this space, and rather easily too. This is one of the fundamental concerns of the culture jammer. Their work is primarily to combat this. Their work is done in the same space, the public space. In the past few decades, there have been many changes around the public space and what constitutes the public space. These are changes generally in technology, in surveillance, and in our lifestyles. In terms of technology, the major changes which have affected our public space have been around the internet, the personal computer, the smartphone, basically converged technologies. And so, what these technologies have done is that they have enabled a more informed consumer. This is a good thing. However, this spells trouble